and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see?
Geronimo.
Hal back in his deeds.
Hal here. WFMU, East Orange. That was our Indian, American Indian instrumental tribute there.
Send that out. Any particular occasion?
Our first, we're experiencing one of the first Indian wars in a long time.
This is true.
The one up in New York State with the Mohawk Nation. So was Link Ray with Comanche. He's actually a Shawnee Indian, Link Ray. Lenny and the Star Chiefs with Warpath. Tom Brown and his Tom Toms with Tomahawks. Ronnie and Johnny with Massacre. We opened up with the Renegades and Geronimo. We have Denois, the Polish Indian chief here. Miss Sally's here. Wave to the microphone.
Ugga Ugga Wigwam.
And what do we got for you today? Oh, boy. We got a lot of stuff if we can get to it all. If we get to it all, this is what we'll have. We got a set of, every once in a while I feel like weeding out my record collection. I'll start playing and think, do I want to keep this stuff? So I pull out all these pre-Beatles British guys trying to do rockabilly. I decided to keep all those records because some of them are pretty good. So we're going to play a set of that. We got a blues hangover. We got a set of speech impediment rhythm and blues. We have a truly twisted and almost unlistenably twisted hillbilly hangover, which includes an not yet released Hazel Atkins cut. We got maybe a tribute to Boozoo Chavez, who's making his New York debut this week. We have a Beach Boys sound-alike contest. We also have all, you know, they put out all these Beach Boys records on CD with a...
Those are out now? Those are all out?
Well, no, they're not in the stores yet, but we got... our boy Anton got us some advanced CDs, and they got extra cuts on them that have never been released before.
Like Smile, stuff like that?
Well, no. I actually have that on a CD, you know, what they have on a bootleg, and it's not all that great. But this is like real early stuff, and some of it's pretty rocking. So we're going to play some of that, some Beach Boys trash that have probably never been played on the radio before. See, right. I'll hold up the microphone. Look at that. And we
very
got
attractive.
Tons of trashy old rock and roll. We got news from morons and a vibe report directly from Nashburg, Tennessee.
Vegas.
Where Roscoe's Power Gang is making their debut performance tonight. They'll be in New York, I guess, the Friday after next.
Yeah, June 1st, right?
June 1st at Woody's. Yeah. Well, Roscoe wants everybody to know that Woody's dropped their beer price to $2.50, so it's cool to go there, yeah.
And Woody will be there jamming with them, their guitar.
Right.
And Woody, buying beers for everyone.
Everybody. Free beer for everybody, right. Well, let's get right into this thing. We got one queued up. Stomp Gordon. How about it?
Listen, everybody, here's the new dance style. If you do it right, then you'll sing and shout. You can do it any place or any old time. The name of this dance is a doing the grind. Well, you a grind down, a grind down. I do the grind, oh yes, you grind down, a grind down. I do the grind, oh well, you grind down, a grind down. The rhino, well, you grind and I'm grind and I'm. I do the rhino, just a grind and I'm grind and I'm. I do the rhino.
Oh, you grind and grind and grind and grind. Some like to jitterbug and some like to bop. Some like to chicken and the Sunderland hop. Some like to rap and do the old time. But you ain't done nothing till you learn how to grind. Well, you
grind on, grind on. I do the grind, just a grind on, grind on. We do the grind, just a grind on, grind on. I do the grind, oh yes, you grind on, grind on. I do the grind, oh well, you grind on, grind on. I do the grind,
oh you grind. Cause now is the time when the grinding gets a good. Oh, you grind, and grind, and grind, grind, grind. Oh, you grind, and grind, 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 grind. Oh, you grind, 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 grind. How do you grind?
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Take these brown Hispanic people.
Hey, the woman I know is crazy about an automobile. Home is a thing of the past. A woman wants to ride in class. Some like the Cadillac and some like the Ford. Some like anything as long as it'll roll. Every woman I know got to have an automobile. Woman in your own front seat, she can play with your keys, she can shift your gear, turn on the radio just loud enough to hear, she can flip on the heat, she can turn on the fan, then you start to drive it just as fast as you can.
Small mind to some constructive use.
Hey, 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 Rockwood Pickle, Rockwood Pickle, Rock. Ooh, Rockwood Pickle, Rock. Well, Jack and Jill went uptown. Jill come back together, jumping around. Say, ooh, Rockwood Pickle, Rock. Well, two jailbirds, I guess set free. One
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
You're tuned in to
WFMU.
Oh, yeah. That was the Rhythmatics with We heard Nat Cootie and the Braves, Woodpecker Rock.
Shouldn't that have been in the... Oh, that wasn't an instrumental, though.
He was black.
But the Braves?
Probably still is.
You never know.
Sam the Sham. Every Woman I Know is Crazy About an Automobile. Marvin Rainwater, another Indian there. Hot and Cold.
My man.
Stomp Gordon and The Grind. Denois.
The Hound.
You're in charge of the news.
Oh, no. I haven't been able to, haven't had a chance to go through everything.
Well, then you shouldn't take the whole file
like
over there.
Sally has something going there, though.
We got a, anything to announce. Boozoo Chavez makes his New York debut over at the New Tramps. It's Monday through Thursday of this week. And, I've never been to the New Tramps, and I've never seen Boozoo Chavez, but Bruce and Todd saw Boozoo and said he was fantastic. His records are great. I don't know about the New Tramps, but you might as well check it out because he may never get back here.
Is that the Wednesday that's the Hound's birthday?
Yeah, that's next Wednesday.
So anybody who wants to send Hound any
right.
birthday presents.
Send me a birthday present. You can send it to the Hound, care of WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019. Nothing is too big. Nothing is too expensive. Anyway. I got the file here. Okay, I can do
file.
One. Here we go. We got a good one here. Yep. Bubblegum Jeopardy for chewing California housewife. Susan Montgomery Williams was fined $150 for disturbing court proceedings by popping her gum too loudly in a hallway. I guess I must have just made a new law. Don't snap, crackle, or pop when you want to stop a cop, said Williams said. A poet too, huh? A 29-year-old housewife was cited at an outdoor concert in October for popping bubbles so loudly that she disturbed the performers. She said she did it so her kids could find her. Waiting outside the courtroom for the dismissal of that case, Williams couldn't resist popping another one. That drew attention of two bailiffs who contended the explosion sounded like .38 caliber gunfire. Huh. She won a place in the Guinness Book of World Records in 1985 for blowing a 22-inch bubble.
Now, this woman has a God-given talent, and they won't let her exercise it.
Yeah.
So sad.
Just imagine a 22-inch bubble when it breaks, you never get out of your hair. She's probably got to go for the Snoid O'Connor look. Yeah. Anyway, We got more announcements. Oh, we better renounce this one. Arlene Smith and the Chantels, June 30th, right over here in Bloomfield, right down the road at the Bias Ballroom. For information, call 201-746-8653. A week from Friday is Roscoe's Gang, his new power gang featuring Warner Hodges on guitar, and they'll be at Woody's. We mentioned that already. I don't know of much else. The Vacant Lot
seems to be it.
The Vacant Lot is, and the Voodoo Dolls at the Strip tonight, 14th Street and 7th Avenue in Manhattan.
Who are the Voodoo Dolls? Do you know?
I have no idea. You know, some lame Cramps ripoff band, I'm sure. Alan Toussaint's over at Tramps. NRBQ is at the Lone Star tonight. And there you go. Okay, we got this. I got this. All this limey trash, for better lack of a better word. Before the Beatles came along and truly ruined British rock and roll.
Do you have that Alan Sherman queued up there? You say
it was
that?
A surprise, and you ruined it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I didn't. Oh,
anyway.
Sorry, folks.
They are all these guys.
From the record.
What I like about this stuff is that these guys, they were such obvious little wimps, and they're trying so hard to like rock that it's something cool about it. And also, they had weird, different kinds of echo and compression.
Your heart,
and stuff.
Him.
Well, it's
gets
you know,
you.
Right here.
Even
you know, yeah.
They're trying.
I'm usually not too big on this British stuff, but you know, there's something about. Anyway, we're gonna kick it off with one of my very favorites by Billy. I mean, plus, they gave him these stupid names like Billy Fury. This guy doesn't sound exactly like Mr. Fury, but he had a couple of cool records. 1-2. Hit it.
I'm gonna type a letter to you. Bye, 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 baby, we're through. Well, on every day you teased me so. I can't take it no more. I'm gonna go, gonna go. Oh, baby, you know you didn't see me right. Through the alphabet A to Z. Baby, you were wrong to me, wrong to me. Baby, you were wrong to me. I'm not gonna leave you high and dry. You made me lonesome, you made me cry. You ain't gonna miss it, goodbye. I don't time much, but I guess it will do. Oh, baby, you made me cry for you. I don't time much, but I'll do my way. Oh, baby, I'm a-going far away, far away, far away. Oh, baby, going far away. I'm not gonna leave you high and dry. You made me lonesome, you made me cry. Ain't not gonna kiss you, ain't gonna miss you goodbye. I'm not gonna leave you this very day. Well, honey, I'm not going far away. You messed him around and I made him a song. Baby, I don't care no more. Don't care, baby, don't care no more. Don't care, baby, don't care no more.
Finger cotton figures, no horn blowers, no horn blowers. What is this?
Hey, trumpet ears, come here. Did I tell you I wanted any horn blowers?
Well, no, but...
No, sir.
Well, you said you wanted a full band.
Yeah, that's right. I said I wanted a full band, but not a band full of corn. Now get them horn blowers out of here. All right, let's start again.
Spider gonna track me a fly. She's gonna shout out like I say.
this pitiful. Hold it! Stop that jug-headed piano player. Hey, Ingerts, come here. Where'd you get this piano player in a turnip patch?
I'll have you know, sir, we're lucky to find him.
Find him? I don't think you found him. I think you went out and dug him up. Now drag him out of here and cover him back up.
News flash. Signals have been received from the planet Venus. These resemble sounds similar to those created by a musical instrument such as an organ. So perhaps there is life on Venus.
Books by, I mean music to dance to, you know, rock and roll.
Fall in love. but you're passing her by, and I can see in your eyes you're gonna say I'm a moody guy. You're gonna say I'm a moody guy.
What is this? What is this? I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
You got a rebel rock. Hey, you got a rebel rock. Yeah, you got a rebel rock. Hey, you got a rebel rock. Let your feelings show. Go, cat, go. Make you gotta ask it twice. Have a heart of ice when you're at home. Well, are you ready, rebel? Oh, oh, oh. Are you ready, rebel? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Are you ready, rebel? Oh, oh. Are you ready, rebel? Oh, oh. When you're at home, turn your lights your own. Nice, no, no, we're not gonna ask you nice. When you're at home, well, you light your own. One, two, three, well, are you ready, rebel? No, oh, are you ready, rebel?
Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get some musicians down here. I got friends.
So much. Well, there ain't no other woman that makes me feel this way. But when she comes up close, well, I just ain't got a word to say. Please don't touch, I say so much. Please don't touch, I say so much.
Don't you touch me, baby, cause I'm singing so much.
Well, I get so nervous when I see her eyes that shine. She looks right through me and the chills run down my spine. Please don't touch, I say so much. Please don't touch, I say so much. I wanna be a bachelor, fancy free, running from the beach, boy, what a relief. I'm gonna spend my life a shaking like a leaf. Oh, well, remembering the first time a ruby lips brushed my cheek. I opened up my mouth, but the rest of me just wouldn't speak. Please don't touch, I say so much. Please don't touch, I say so much.
Oh, well, we had a card in there, but it
just didn't go anywhere. Sorry about that.
My daughter needs a new phonograph. She wore out all the needles. Besides, I broke the old one in half. I hate the Beatles. She says they have a Liverpool beat. She says they used to play there. Four nice kids from off of the street. Why didn't they stay there? What is all the screaming about? Fainting and swooning. Sounds to me like their guitars could use a little tuning. The boys are from
That's Alan Sherman making his little comment on the British intrusion.
The Edo Bays.
But those are the guys they didn't even let intrude. They were sort of trying to get their game down. Johnny Kidd and his Pirates, Please Don't Touch. Tommy Steele, what a pathetic little twerp he was. Rebel Rock. Shane Fenton, I'm a Moody Guy. He actually attempted to make a comeback in the 70s under the name Alvin Stardust.
Oh, yeah.
Should have been the Gary Glitter era.
Albums.
We heard the Tornadoes with Life on Venus, ill-fated follow-up to Telstar.
Nice sing-along number there.
Yeah.
Come Along.
Hines, who may or may not be Sting. Big Fat Spider. Those are both Joe Meek
Hines?
Productions. Yeah. Little Hitler Youth. Joe Meek, he produced a lot of pre-Beatles British rock and roll records. Actually, his last hit was The Honeycombs, Have I the Right. He was pretty cool.
He killed
himself on Buddy Holly's birthday to be closer to Buddy. About the coolest thing anybody from Britain ever did.
He really did that?
Yep.
Wow.
You know,
I'm impressed.
Me too. We open up with Billy Fury, I'm Gonna Type a Letter to You. A horn arrangement for that one, huh? Eh?
Apparently Lieberman, this friend of ours, Doc, worked in some warehouse where the forklift driver, I think it was, killed himself a couple days after Elvis died. He took that to heart.
Huh, as some people do.
Yeah,
anyway, what do we got from the news desk?
Tons of stuff, Hound. It's just flowing all over the floor, as usual.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Little delayed reaction there.
How about this one? A company commander leading 400 soldiers.
You gotta get a little closer to the mic there, Hunt.
A company commander leading 400 soldiers collided with a deer and was knocked unconscious.
The all 400 soldiers or just the commander?
The commander. I was trying to figure out if deers are kamikazes now trying to give us Lyme disease.
Maybe. So he was leading... I missed it.
Okay, he was leading 400 soldiers in Florida on a conditioning run, and said the deer came crashing out of the woods, just leaped at him, said it sort of sideswiped him and tumbled with him, and then it got up and ran off, but he didn't remember anything.
Knocked him out
cold?
Yeah,
it just knocked him out cold. He regained consciousness inside the Army ambulance and tasted deer fur. That's when he knew what happened.
That familiar taste of deer fur.
Yeah.
Those drill sergeants. A tough breed.
From my home area, my home stomping grounds, Pittsburgh, AP, a man has sued an insurance company claiming it canceled his coverage after confusing his... This is like a Honeymooners episode. Confusing his medical history with that of his Cocker Spaniel.
They'll do anything not to give you medical insurance.
The Cranmar Medical Company, maybe?
Yeah. Michael J. Niederberg of Murraysville. I know that area very well. That's near the Monroeville Mall where the Dawn of the Dead was filmed.
Mm.
Anyway.
Anywhere near your pal yelled, don't kiss her. Never mind.
No. Wrong side of the state.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, is seeking an in excess of $20,000 and a jury trial in Allegheny County Court on a six-count lawsuit filed last week. According to the lawsuit, New York Life Insurance Company revoked coverage because prescription drugs for the pet were listed in Niederberg's name.
How did they know that?
The dog, Pepper, suffers from occasional seizures, said Niederberg's attorney. So what happened was New York Life... refused to come up with like $50,000 on this guy's surgery bill for a bleeding ulcer because they picked up that he, you know, someone with his last name and address and all that had a seizure disorder, when in fact it was his little dog Pepper. So no one's talking on this when they're in court. $50,000
up
for grabs.
Yeah, jeez. Anyway, coming up a little later in the show, we still have our set of we got a blues hangover. We got a set of speech impediment or rhythm and blues. Totally unlistenable hillbilly hangover. Beach Boys sound-alike contest. Some unreleased Beach Boys stuff that just came. I guess these CDs are in the store this week, the first three that they put out with some unreleased tracks on them. We'll get to that. We got some more of the upcoming Hazel Atkins Records, his new, soon-to-be new single.
This will probably break him,
and
you
something
think,
off
right?
the off the Moon Over Madison album. It'll either make him or break him. I don't know.
Top 10 for our
We got
man.
A vibe report from Nash Vegas, Tennessee. And right now, I guess we're gonna get to Boozoo's Corner. This guy,
right.
Boozoo Chavis, made a lot of great records. They're cretinous, moronic. They're completely out of tune. The guy has absolutely no musical redeeming value, and I think he is the king of Cajun music. And he'll be in town this Monday through Thursday over at Tramps. I haven't been to the new channel. I can't get myself over there because I get to that corner, I see the little yuppie putting range, and the little yuppie
the indoor miniature golf.
Yeah,
and
the little pool hall,
thing,
and you see these guys with no sideburns running around with their silly looking girlfriends in Nikes and skirts. And but I will get to. I'll force myself.
We'll blindfold you, put you in the back of a cab. We'll
for
take
the Boozmeister. Anyway, you know, Il Bruch and Mr. T, two men who hate everything, both recommended highly. So here we go, a little preview of the Boozmeister, the Boozala, the Boozenschnatter.
Thank you. me like I've been left. Don't forget my toothpick. Now where's my popcorn?
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, this is The Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange, Boozoo's Corner.
All right.
You know, we can only play four of those because, you know, accordions, you only get like one or two keys and they all sound the same. Unfortunately, we can't play his best record, Deacon Jones, because my station manager would come up here with his hair standing on end. It's a little dirty.
he'll be playing a lot. I see that.
So we heard Paper in My Shoe. That was his first hit. Actually, if you listen with headphones, you can hear him fall off the accordion, with the accordion all fall right off the stool. I heard Oh Babe, Hamburgers and Popcorn, and we opened up with Boozoo's Stomp. And, yeah, so he'll be at Tramps this week, and what more do you need to know? Anyway, also in the new, I wouldn't normally pick up Spy Magazine.
Yeah, I'm flipping through this. It's horrible magazine.
It's just, you know, like yuppies getting upset about, I don't know why, like they hump and haw about, I don't know, garbage. But Billy Perkins, Carl's non-wig-wearing illegitimate son, clued us into something that's actually cool in there. There's a list of things that were confiscated by the IRS from my father, Red Fox, and there's some quite interesting items. You want to do it, or should I do it?
You got these. You've highlighted here quite nicely by your yellow felt-tip pen.
Yeah, leftover from college.
They describe Red Fox as the star. This really kind of, I mean, right here, it's like Bad Magazine. The star of one of Norman Lear's less palatable 1970s sitcoms. That was great. It's about one of the greatest shows ever made. Come on.
Well, there's no accounting for lack of taste.
Really? So anyway, there's a whole list.
You know, I tell you, in my job, it used to take me once in a while up to Spy Magazine, and it is really the most uptight, cretinous place on planet Earth. I mean, it makes like the Wall Street banking places look like really fun. You know, I mean, it makes Chase Manhattan Bank's main office look like High Times. Those people, they all got a bone up their butt.
No big surprise.
Yeah.
But here we are, stealing from them anyway.
What the hell?
There's a list of vehicles here, the last, including, let's see, a 78 Jeep Cherokee, a 74 Mercedes, 75 Panther, a 26 Model T, a 47 Cadillac lacking some glass and all its chrome. A few more other things, the last vehicle being a Philippine rickshaw missing one light.
Anybody knows where we can get a light for that rickshaw? I think it's the new Houndmobile.
Fox-based artwork. A 3x4-foot Sanford and Son painting. Be nice to have on your wall. Should check out the auction here. Is this all going to be up for auction?
I like the last one. Yeah, I believe so.
A painting of Fox on a mirror. A poster of the cover of Ebony.
No.
A poster of the TV Guide.
The one I like is
a 25x32-inch painting of Fox depicting him as part man, part horse.
Woo!
Which part horse?
Yes.
a lot of electronics crap, icons, a hand-carved Buddha.
Notice the 8-track players.
How many?
I didn't count. There's a few in there.
6 or 7. A commemorative trophy from LaWanda Page. Who's that?
Aunt Esther.
Oh.
Aunt Esther, as
Aunt,
Lamont would
yeah,
say. Yeah, LaWanda Page, one of the greats of black comedy. She was part of Skillet and Leroy's act for many, many years. Unfortunately, another person whose great records we can't play here because the FCC is in direct confrontation with the First Amendment.
What else do we got here? A brass cigar holder signed by none other than our close friend, the Hef.
Mm-hmm.
Have you talked to him lately? How's his marriage gone?
Oh.
Is that like cramped his style, or is he...
I don't know. I'm waiting for the invitation to the Playboy Mansion.
I think according to Current Affair or something like that, it has cramped his style. There's nothing on the Playboy grounds but flamingos and wild birds.
Where's James Caan hanging out?
I just wonder, what does his son do all day? Like, the daughter got the whole shebang, right? The daughter runs everything,
right.
Yeah. What's the kid do?
Interviews centerfold contestants.
Tough work, poor kid.
Let's see here. We got a few more things on the Red Fox inventory. A yellow metal charm in the shape of genitals. A charm.
What kind of yellow metal?
And to go with that, to sort of offset that, a charm shaped like Christ. And to offset that, a charm shaped like Bob Hope.
Well, if you wear the three of them, nothing bad could happen to you, right?
Inscribed to red. Make that two
no,
D's.
No, the...
Oh, there's more. Here's more.
The gold genital said it to red. T-O-O.
T-O-O-O. Let's see, a lot containing firearms, miscellaneous knives, billy clubs, nunchucks, two bulletproof vests.
Yeah, man's got to defend himself.
Yeah, sure. 43-45 RPM records by Red Fox. He had singles?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
On the Dutone label, on the King label, on Savoy label.
They were talking or they were songs?
Both.
Wow. 71 copies of the album Fox Live in 85.
They make him
guess
sell his
like
own album?
Actually, if you go see him, he does sell his own records in the tradition of all great performers in the back of the place.
Oh, yeah?
I picked up a 45 of No Pussyfoot the last time I saw him.
Way to go. Where was that?
On Broadway.
On Broadway?
On Broadway, yeah.
Was he funny? I imagine he was.
He was extremely funny. Yeah, he came out. He had a breast-shaped pitcher full of Grand Marnier, in which he poured himself a drink and said, I got this from Betty Ford.
Oh, leading off with a tasteful joke.
Yeah, one of his few more repeatable lines.
Something you can say on radio. I don't know, a bunch of other crap here. Is there any other things in particular that you wanted to note? An Indian chief headdress? Four used hubcaps?
Mm-hmm. Well,
you never know. Sounds like Nick Hill's house.
The IRS coming in there and taking four used hubcaps.
Really? In a brown couch with eight pillows? Who cares?
A ukulele?
They took his ukulele. How's he going to make a living?
A genie organ with automatic rhythm.
Poor Red.
Really? I feel sorry for him.
I do, too.
So is he, like, living in some furnished room somewhere now? Or what's one of his cars that they let him keep?
I don't know where he's living.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Maybe he's staying at Nick Hill's house.
Maybe Luanda's house.
Yeah.
Maybe him and Roscoe should get together.
Yeah, they can find an apartment together. Skull and Red. Maybe Swamp Dog could hook them both up for a recording session. Swamp Dog, Roscoe's personal friend, produced a new Andre Williams record.
We noted that.
Which we can't play on the air because it's too dirty.
There's a lot of MFs in it, sort of like Miles Davis's autobiography.
Yeah, Harper's Magazine actually went out and counted how many times Miles Davis used the word MF in his autobiography.
What
something
did
like 392 times or something.
So they
way
had those researchers working hard on that one.
Yep. Count them up, kid, and report back to me. Anyway, we got about 15 minutes to proposed vibe time, if Sko's on the ball. Let's just play some records. What do you say?
Good idea.
Arlie Miller with You Tear Me Up.
Little man, tell me up. You tell me up. You got me all Jabba jabba jing jing, on we go. This is Mad Daddy Giggle on my final show. But don't tune out, cause we're not through yet. We haven't done my alphabet. And here we go, let's scare them to death. From A to Z, all in one big breath. Aviating, bobolating, crash-evating, dance-evating, elevating, frantic-ating, groovy-gating, hooperating, idolating, jiggle-ating, Kool-Aid-evating, lollipop-evating, motating, noise-making, hoopla-doot-evating, pooper-quaking, raking-shaking, taking, ululating, vegulating, wiggle-ating, x-rating, yo-yo-gating, and zoomerating. Still got breath to say, you're tuned in here on WHK.
This is a hit!
Desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Here goes that same sad story again. Boy, you know that I know you're telling an unnecessary story. Why don't you be quiet? Hush. Be quiet. Don't say another word.
My darling, I need your love to call my own and never do wrong. And to be with you when day is through and to share with you a love so true. Please say you love me, girl. Why don't you like me, little darling? Please say you love me, little darling.
You all know why he's crying, don't you? It's been 8 long years, and here he is trying to hop a plea and get another hit record. Uh-oh, here it comes again. I better leave here before I lose my job and everything else. Bye, see you.
My dear. It's because I like to watch the funnies on TV instead of love stories, so darling. Or because I like that funny toothpaste commercial, darling. But I got ends up with no teeth. That's a very funny commercial, darling. Why don't you like that commercial, darling? Darling. The turn race the other day, little darling. That was a good turn race, little darling. But darling, I could tune that you don't like no more, little darling. Please, little darling, tell me.
Another here, girl. This story and song has been sung and recorded so many times before, I don't believe you've got the message yet. Either. But it's like this. You see, I need you. You know, like the want is the need and need is the want, stuff like that. Yeah. To call my own and try my best not to do you wrong. To hold in mind your big unwashed, wash your hands. In other words, you have got to back. And I know right now that I better love again. Or I'll knock you right in your big, wide, snag-filled mouth. Do you hear what I say, woman?
It's a shame, 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 little darling, that you don't want to jump rope with me and play with my aunt.
Hey, you stay. Shut up.
Wherever you are.
Look at it. One of these days, you're going to look for me, and I'm going to be long gone. They made it the scene, evacuated. Look at it. I got a girl named Sally Valley. Sally Valley. My baby, she loves me so. Come on, baby, that's rocking all day long. Sally Valley. Woody, 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 woody. Yaddy, 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 yaddy. Now pick it. Sally Valley, 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 Sally Valley
Saturday Buddy. Hey, hey, Saturday Buddy. Saturday Buddy. Hey, hey, hey. And that's what you call the Saturday Buddy. Yada, 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 yada.
Hi there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. You remember The Hound? I'm talking about The Hound, the stone cold blooded hound. WFUM. No. Let me do another one. Hi there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold blooded hound. On WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Hey, 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 mama, look at little Sips out in the backyard, shaking like this. Hey, 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 hey. Look at little Sips. Hey, hey, hey. Ooh, look at little Sips. What about the neighbors? What they gonna say? Stop little sisters getting carried away. Look at little sister. Hey, ooh, look at little sister. Shaking like a sea, rolling like a log, shaking and a rolling and dying.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Oh, this is The Hound, WFMU, East Orange. That was Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, Look at Little Sister. Heard Hazel Atkins, Sally Wally, Woody Waddy, Weedy Wally. That's his upcoming 45.
What a title.
Named after our own Sally here. That's her entire name.
I thought that was named after our own Woody. Anyway, we're also going to hear something from the upcoming Hazel Country LP, Moon Over Madison, a little in our Hillbilly Hangover. All right, counting backwards, the Zodiacs, also known as the Gladiolas, with another little darling, Tiny Tim and the Tornadoes, a different Tornadoes than we heard before, I'd assume, with I Gotta Find Someone, the Rays, Elevator Operator, Ollie Miller, You Tear Me Up. Can you check that, see if that's Mr. Vibe?
Oh, that would be nice.
But it's not on the right line, so I'm thinking that maybe it isn't Mr. Vibe.
Probably.
If it's not, we should clear the line. Just pick it up and ask if it's Roscoe.
Yeah.
No, that's not Roscoe. Anyway, so what else are we going to do? We're going to have a Beach Boys sound-alike contest coming up next. Some of our pals are in it, the ones who don't sound anything like the Beach Boys, the Jays.
Oh, yeah? Jays are in it?
Beach World Boys? Blue, just the
are you
going to
play some of that record?
Yeah.
I haven't heard a lot of that. The A-Bones one you're going to play?
A-Bones, yeah, we'll play the A-Bones and the J's. Since
produced in Berlin, I noticed.
Recorded in Berlin. I'm not going to tell you. You figure it out. And then we got some of this unreleased Beach Boys trash that just came out on CD, if I can ever cue up a CD player. Not my specialty. Oh, Hank Ballard is on Night Music tonight, Channel 4.
Oh, that was. It's a repeat of the one.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah, it's pretty bizarre. It's not very good. What it is Hank Ballard being a trooper and filming a TV appearance the day after his wife was run over and killed by a cab.
Wife and longtime manager. I mean,
yeah.
Went way
there
back.
There
right?
is
Hit
our,
and run. They never did caught the guy.
No.
Catch the guy,
right? There's the vibe meister anyway.
Oh,
Roscoe.
Yo, the hound.
Let me put on your music.
All right.
Let me put my hair like tied back on top of my head.
I got that going right now.
All right.
You got the handlebar on top of your head?
I got the bam-bam look going.
So your gal can use it as a handlebar, right?
There you go.
A saddle kind of handle.
Party Ninja Roscoe?
Party Ninja.
So how are things down in Nash Vegas?
Nash Vegas is happening.
Yeah?
We already burned up the whole town.
Did you play last night or tonight?
No, last night. We're playing Monday and Tuesday. Right now we're at a rehearsal joint, but last night was the Aerosmith Joan Jett gig.
Oh, how was that?
It was really cool. It was at one of those outdoor deals.
You say hi to your former boss, Joan Jett?
Joan was, like, really cool. I think it's because Laguna wasn't around or something. She was having a great time. I went and saw her. Then I went with her on to, like, the Aerosmith stage, like, right on the monitor board, you know, and watched them for a while, which was pretty interesting because most people think that, like, Joe Perry is the super guitar guy and that Brad Whitford is just sort of like marginal.
Mm.
But he was kicking butt on Joe Perry the whole night.
I noticed that even like when I saw them as a teenager that Joe Perry was like too messed up to really play and the other guy was doing most of the leads.
Well, now they're, you know, they're on this, like, they have this super duper straighter than that.
Right, touring on Antabuse.
Yeah, well they, I mean, the only thing that they have backstage is, like, baskets of candy. You know, it's like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, man, I'll trade you a Starburst for some of that butterscotch stuff. And it's pretty unbelievable.
A lot of Cokes, a lot of tumblers of Coke.
They're still singing songs about chopping lines and stuff, but that's as close as they get.
No, I mean Coca-Cola Classic, you know.
Same thing. So that was pretty fun, and then actually after the gig, you know, there's this bar that's kind of like the 2A of Nashville, the Gold Rush. It's a place that I've always maintained if I went there on a Tuesday night in November and hung out for an hour, I'd still probably run into a bunch of people I know.
Robbed the flax sitting at the end of the bar when you got there?
It was wild in there, and I told Joan to show up, and I thought, you know, like for sure, like, oh, she's not going to show up or anything. Then about a half an hour after I got there, there comes Joan, you know. So she was cool. We played some pool, hung out, you know.
Someday you should really publish your photos of Joan Jett.
I was telling her about them. I do have some good ones, you know, so if any of you literary type folks that listen to the Hounds for good ideas to steal, hear this, you can get in touch with the Hound and maybe if you've got enough cash, you can get some of these incredible photos.
Amazing photos of Joan Jett.
So that's kind of the thing. I got my new Marshall 50 watt happening.
Hey, hey.
And I got my new Joe Glazer B bender happening.
Unfortunately, your heritage guitar is not happening.
Did you see it? Oh, you
yeah. Sorry.
I was coming up
that.
The stairs yesterday and I saw it.
I opened up the case and it was the first time I'd open it since I had been in Switzerland last weekend and I opened it up and the headstock was hanging by the string.
Whoops.
But it was a good thing it was a free one and not some real old wood.
Yeah, or nothing you paid for.
Right. So, that's pretty cool. I feel pretty energized.
Hey, hey.
I went to Wendy's. You ever had those chicken sandwich at Wendy's?
Mm-mm.
It's pretty good. It's not like regurgitated chicken like McDonald's.
It's an actual slab of chicken they fry up.
Yeah, it's a hunk off the bird.
Wow. Well, I see you're on a health kick.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do down here? It's not exactly brown rice territory.
Yeah, maybe the concession stand at Twitty City.
Twitty City, how about it? I haven't been over to Music Row yet.
Do you know if Hank Williams' house is still there? The one?
Didn't they move it or something?
Yeah,
they keep moving it
all the time.
They moved it out of a residential area and put it like right at the end of
Music Row. They put it right
Music
at the
Row.
End of Music Row and they hung a for rent sign on it.
Yeah, big for lease sign on
wow.
it.
Wow.
Because they didn't know what to do with it.
Maybe like David Allen Coe could move in there and put bars on the windows.
I think we're just all going to move down here. This is a pretty hospitable place.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was looking at some cribs and some Ford F-150s.
So what was that last thing?
What?
What's a Ford F-150
pickup
truck?
That's the most popular vehicle in the entire world.
Mm.
Of any one particular vehicle, the Ford F-150 is the most popular vehicle in the world. Take notes, kids. There may be a test next week. What are you saying, Sally?
That alone was worth the whole vibe report, Roscoe.
Oh, that's so nice.
I needed to know that. I love pickup trucks.
It could help you sometime, you know, you're in a bar or something, somebody pops one of their stupid, trivial pursuit kind of baloney 30-something questions, and you'll just have the answer. So I guess that's about my vibe. My vibe is my own trip, and Warner's got his rack happening.
Yeah, how's Warner doing?
He's doing good, you know. He lights up when he gets into Nash Vegas.
He hasn't been home in a while, huh?
Nah. It was funny. He was telling Joan, you know, how great her guitar sound was, you know.
It's
pretty funny.
Did he say for a girl?
You know what he did do? He called her honey a couple times, and she looked kind of mad. You know, that's kind of her line. It was pretty good. Pretty good. So I got to go practice because I got to get good by the time we get to Woody's next Friday.
Right. So rock 'em dead there in Nash Vegas, and we'll see you at Woody's. We'll have another vibe in between then, though. But
let's see. Next Saturday, I'll be calling in from Memphis.
Memphis. Hey.
I'll be back in Memphis.
Beautiful.
And till then, do it to it like Sonny Pruitt.
Aloha, Roscoe.
How about it? And aloha and out.
Yeah. State of the Vibe Report, folks, all the way from Nash Vegas, Tennessee. Oh, that Roscoe. So, we got one queued up. This is our Beach Boys Sound-alike contest coming up, and
right.
Roscoe produced this one. Does he play on it?
I don't think so. No, he doesn't.
No, but he did produce it. It's the world-famous Blue Jays, and they're going to kick off our Beach Boys Sound-alike contest. This is one of those rare Jays cuts that they let Jay sing.
I remember the day when I chose her over all the Up in the snow. collection to
hot collection too.
Every night I pray to the heavens above, kill Mike Love, come on and kill Mike Love. This one's for Brian. Like he's the one who invented summer weather.
Ooh, summer weather.
He sings through his nose and he acts like Posse Weber.
Ooh, Posse Weber.
Oh Lord, if you must make one consolation,
make one consolation,
let him die in his sleep while he's meditating. Every night I pray to the heavens above, kill Mike Love, come on and kill Mike Love. This one's for Dennis.
Rising bowl, champion, 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 champion
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. WFMU East Orange, this is the Hound. It's Brian Wilson using Mike Love's head as a glockenspiel there. Those last two things, those were a couple of these previously unissued Beach Boys cuts that they filled out these CD packages with. That was I Do before that Baker Man. They actually did, you know, for a sleazy record company, they actually did a fairly cool reissue job. They put two albums together and then added three more cuts, so you get like an hour of music. The first two albums, Surfer Girl and Shut Down in one, and then Surf and Safari and Surf in USA as one, and they each have three extra cuts. Land Ahoy, that's a good one, but that was out before. You get a German version of In My Room, Cindy, Oh Cindy, the song that, doesn't Ricky Nelson sing that like in Rio Bravo?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he does, right? And then Pet Sounds, they just kind of left alone, except they stuck three extra tracks on it. Well, one is just some harmonies and Hang On To Your Ego, and then a trombone Dixie, which is pretty bad. But, that's fairly, they're definitely worth having, I guess, if you like the Beach Boys. And then we had our Beach Boys Sound-alike contest. I'll run them all down.
Well, that's putting it kind of strongly, except for the Wayne News. Pat Boone.
Okay, we had the Ben Vaughn combo. It was recorded right here on the Hound Show. Actually, across the parking lot in the old place with Ben's Prayer. The Fantastic Baggies, that's P.F. Sloan, Anywhere the Girls Are.
The guy that wrote Eve of Destruction.
Right, and Secret Agent Man, and many other good songs. Wayne Newton coming on too strong.
That was good.
What a guy.
That was really good. Wayne.
The A-Bones with Drive-In, they get extra points for that vocal impersonation of David Marks, the forgotten Beach Boy, the little next-door neighbor kid who was in the band for about a year there when Al Jardine's parents made him go to college. Pat Boone with Beach Girl. Yeah.
Pat Boone, jeez Louise. Yeah, are we ever going to have to hear that again?
Yeah, I got some savage stuff for you, huh? Right, we open up with the world-famous Blue Jays, This Car of Mine. From the A-Bones and the Jays cuts are on this LP here that on the DeMilo label. It's called Smiles, Vibes, and Harmony,
yeah,
a tribute
good.
To Brian Wilson. And as usual, Dr. Landy's name is all over the record. Now, the Vacant Lot cut is kind of cool. They do the Meet Me in My Dreams Tonight off of the Brian Wilson's solo album because Dr. Landy insisted that a song from Brian's solo album be on the record.
Oh, yeah? Well,
so the Vacant Lot, being a total unknown, has got stuck doing it.
But who can't stick up for himself. That's
sure
his
could.
Job.
Anyhow. Sally's got a loose news story.
Yes, in Arlington, Texas, Ginger is in the doghouse with the police department. That's because the Lassa Apso twice managed to place...
What?
Well, you read that.
Lassie
Alpo, I don't know.
It's
no,
kind of
Lassa
dog.
Apso.
Lusupusu?
Twice managed to place 911 calls from an Arlington house. At least they can think of no other explanation because they found the dog beside a telephone when they entered the...
Oh, that's just like farting and saying the dog did it, though.
I think so. I really think so.
They just didn't want to get in trouble.
Or the cat.
How does this make it to AP?
Well...
I guess they're convincing. But go ahead. What did the owner say?
Okay, when they entered the house, they received two calls. No one else was home. Her owner, Ginger's owner, said she hadn't programmed 911 into her telephone dialing system, and she finds it hard to believe her pet made the call. But, she added, I'm beginning to think she's smarter than I thought. Maybe she was lonesome.
As long as she doesn't start dialing 1-900-WOOF. Running up huge bills with, pooch phone sex. Anyway, Den?
Yeah, I got something here, Hound. I was flipping through the paper, and I didn't realize this, but in the last 24 hours, that being like Friday,
right.
There were three executions in the United States.
Including a retarded kid.
Yeah. That's what this story is. It's just.
Of course, he was a retarded kid
blurb.
Who had like already killed a couple of people before this one.
Yeah, two-time killer Dalton Prejean. 30 went to the electric chair yesterday despite worldwide protests that he was dying for a crime he committed as a brain-damaged teen. His crime was he shot.
I'm glad that I didn't catch up for anything I did as a brain-damaged teen.
What, they repaired his brain now that he's 30?
Well, right, that's why.
They fixed it and they killed him.
It's a limited info story here.
Okay.
Other than the circumstances of the shooting. With the second one, he shot a state trooper in the face after being stopped for driving with a broken taillight. That's
reasonable response.
Yeah, kill a cop. Yeah. Forget it. That's it.
In Louisiana, anyway.
Watch those broken taillights.
Okay, let's play some of this. We've actually got a few requests
what's
for these.
Going
we've
down,
done this
what's
set
going
before.
What's going on down in the production room? Can you,
no, we can check on it.
That?
It's probably one of those bad heavy metal bands rehearsing. No, nothing.
Nothing?
Anything.
Sounds like they're jamming down there. Anyway.
Yeah, it's not in the production room. It's not going through the board. We're just hearing the vibrations through the floor. Got the speech impediment R&B set. We've done it before, but... You know, two people asked me about it, and that's more than enough to get me going. So, to kick it off with Chuck Higgins, I like this one a lot, the Blacksmith Blues. 2, 3.
This is George Foreman. I want to tell you about the Joe Louis School of Elocution. Everybody always asks me how was I able to communicate so well, and I tell them I owe it all to my bright personality and large vocabulary, and I owe it all to Joe Louis. He's my idol. Not only could he fight real good, but he was one of the baddest talkers around. Everybody was always impressed with what he said when they could understand him. And it's the same with me. I never used to give interviews because everybody would always wind up laughing when I talked. I used to get mad and have to kick their butt. But then a friend of mine, Rocky Graciano, told me about the Joe Louis School of Electrocution, and now when I speak, nobody laughs at me, at least nobody laughs to my face. So you've been having problems communicating, come on down and learn the secrets of one of the masters of the spoken word, Joe Louis. Also find out about the Joe Louis School of Money Management, Joe Louis School of Existential Philosophy, and Joe Louis School of Computer Programming. That's where I'm enrolled now. Hey man, see you around.
Voices in my bedroom, and I wondered who in the world could it be. Yes, I heard voices talking in my bedroom, and I wondered who in the world could it be. Then I heard my baby said it's all right, Daddy. It ain't nobody in this house but you and me. Well, I peep through my keyhole, but I just can't tell you what I saw. Well, I peep through my keyhole, but I just can't tell nobody what I saw. Well, you know, my baby, she was talking to somebody. And it looked at it just like the devil, son-in-law. I said, oh, people, that was a terrible thing to see. I said, oh, people, that was a terrible doggone thing to see. Poor me pain went on his house. And everybody having a good time here but me. I thought my baby, she was moving. My thing was scattered all over the floor. Well, I thought my baby, she was moving. You know, the thing was scattered all over my floor. The bed was broken down, and my brand new ceiling mattress was laying on the floor.
Peanuts, get your red hot peanuts. Can't tell the players without some peanuts.
Oh, excuse me. I was just doing some ball game bending the professional way. Friends, how many times have you been to the ballpark and wish you could toss peanuts, pour beer, and make change just like us pros? Well, now at last, this dream can become a reality when you enroll at West Coast School for Famous Ballpark Vendors. What's that, you say? Your vocal cords could never last through the third inning, and you thought that only college graduates could qualify for the position? Well, once you take our simple three-year program at West Coast, I'm just playing back the tape of a commercial I recently did for another famous West Coast trade school. Does announcing commercials like these sound like fun? You bet it is. And when you enroll at West Coast Famous School for Famous School Announcing, you'll have a chance to announce a commercial just like this one. What's that, you say? Your voice is so dull, you yourself even have trouble staying awake when you talk? Well, when you enroll at West Coast Famous School for Famous School Announcing, we'll show you how to talk the real way, the professional way.
Now I got a girl, they call her Mumble's Mum. She can't speak a word, but she sure ain't down to that mookie mook, mookie mook, daddy, you my desire. Don't you know, sweet daddy, you set my soul on fire. I wake early in the morning, already she goes. She said, mookie mook, 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 mookie mook. She said, baby, baby, let's go love some more. Won't she let me go? I come home in the evening, standing in the door. She said, mook, 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 mook. She said, please, please, baby, satisfy my soul. I mean, I had to love my mumbo. Soon as I got home, go and blow. Thank you. you said, moop, said, baby, baby, going by me a home. Yes, way out in the country, so we can be alone. Now you wonder how I know what mama say. I'm 10 years now, we talk the same old way. She said, moop, moop, dee, moop, dee, moop, crazy, my blue and blue. You killing me, mumble, 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 mumble.
This portion of the Big Bill Collins Show has been brought to you by City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. City Barbecue specializes in barbecue ribs, rib tips, hot Lincolns, and also shrimps. That's at City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. For the best in barbecue, where will you get it? In the snap of one place. That's City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. When you drive up in there, tell Big Bad Henry that you heard it on the Big Bill Collins Show.
On the foggy hill rocks with a crazy little demon blowing his top, fire in his eyes and smoke from his head. You gotta be real cool to hear the words he said. He did a soul for the one he loved, so he had death on his mind, cause the demon let him go. Gonna run through the world till he understand his pain. Somebody help him get his demon home again. He did a head. He made the moon back up, he even pushed back time. Took the fruity out of fruity, had the devil drinking wine. He did a she finally got across to the crazy little demon that a woman still a boss. Down in the valley on the foggy hill rock, you can see a little demon blowing his top. He did a he pushed back night, bought in afternoon. He even made leap year jump over the moon. He took the 4th of July and he put it in May. He took this morning, bought back yesterday. He did a
a restaurant wants Big Bill to tell you about the food they serve. On a Sunday, they have roast chicken and dressing, turkey wing and dressing with homemade rolls. And I mean they are homemade. We serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. Baby beef liver, neck bone, and also black-eyed peas on Monday. We are closed on Tuesday. Wednesday is beef stew, beans and rice day. Chicken and dumpling and ham hocks every Thursday. Friday is fish day. Saturday we serve steaks, pork chop, and also chillings. And don't forget, we serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. That's at H&H Restaurant, the home of the biscuit folks. Reason why I said the home of the biscuit folks, Mr. Brooks be walking around there all day long with the biscuits in each hand. Like I said, that's H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street, the home of the biscuit folks. If you don't hear about that early this morning, you won't have no biscuit, because Mr. Brooks be going to eat them all up.
in here, I want to get you too. I want you to listen close to me. See a woman drink so much whiskey in all my life. Every time you come home, you smell like a bell. Now listen, you go to bed at night, you lay down and breathe in my bed. That make me almost drunk in you. But listen here, that stuff got to stop. Ain't gonna be no more of this. You don't know who you fool with. And I'ma tell you right now, too. And I want you to understand me. Always talking about I can't talk at all. You don't know who this is. Listen here. You can always tell when your woman got another man. You really can't tell, boy, if you tell. You can always tell. I had the spirit to know that when your woman die, I'm not a man. Well, she won't look straight at you, and she always written say that what they do. Play, boy, play. You can always do this. Now, you don't want me, baby, you don't have to fool with me. But I sure can get another girl. Long as I got my money. Yeah, I have my money. I always keep high 35, 40, and 50 cents in my pocket. Did the last time I'ma tell you. Woman, did the last time I'ma tell you. Woman, this the last time I'm gonna tell you, and this the last time I ever will. The way you've been fooling around with me, you gonna get somebody killed. You sure is.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
How am I going to get the echo on from here? Oh. This is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. A little nothing like making fun of spazzes, right? Champion Jack Dupree with Tongue-Tied Blues. Screaming Jay Hawkins, Little Demon. Bobby Lewis, Mumbles Blues. Walter Robinson, Sputtering Blues. Chuck Higgins, Blacksmith Blues. That may have to do for a blues hangover. I don't know if we're going to actually get to the other blues hangover we had prepared today. But we got a lot of other good trash. Let's go through one time on their announcements.
Carter's going to come talk on the mic now.
Carson,
oops.
I don't know, that's one Mike Shy Pooch. There isn't much to announce. We got Boozu Chavez Monday through Thursday over at Tramps. Roscoe's Gang June 1st at Woody's. Chantel's over here in Bloomfield at Bice's Ballroom. Call 201-746-8653 on that one to get more information. And
Decline of Western Civilization Part
2 on MTV tonight. That's a great
classic
movie. Boy, you should
never
watch that.
It.
Midnight to 2.
Yeah, it's pretty
The Vacant
amazing.
Lot and the Voodoo Dolls are at the Strip. That's about it as far as I know. Anyway, what's going on there, Denois?
I don't know. Just sort of laying out on the front deck there.
On the deck?
Soaking in some rays.
Blast some more records and then try to get the hell out of here?
Yeah.
All right, we got one queued up. This guy's from somewhere in this area. If anybody knows how to get a hold of him, would write his story would be a good one. Bob Vidone and the Rhythm Rockers.
Why, baby, why?
two teeth, Buster. You want to try for none?
Stop, man, the kind of makes me go.
You, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white shirts.
I
had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I'd like to do something else.
Here she come again.
You slide this time here. Yeah? You're greasy enough.
Well, if Obama's got a baby, Obama's got a baby with me. Ooh, if Obama's got a woman, if Obama's got a woman with me. Well, if Obama's getting loaded, if Obama's getting hugged with me. I got a baby with convertible, the trailer right to go. I got a parking place to sit at the drive a movie show. Hey, Obama's got a baby. Well, if Obama's getting hugged, if Obama's getting loving with me, I got a hot pop on the rap, I want the credit to play. I want to move, I want to groove, but the girls say nothing today. Hey, if Obama's got a baby, if Obama's got a baby with me, that's right. Well, if Obama's getting hugged, if Obama's getting loving with me, well, I wash my face and brush my teeth and slicken up my hair, and then I go to pick my baby up, but she's no longer there. Hey, if Obama's got a baby, if Obama's got a baby with me. Everybody's getting hurt, everybody's getting loving with me. And I got it all in tune. But as soon as I begin to play the women leave the room, everybody's got a baby, everybody's got a baby with me. Well, everybody's getting hugging, everybody's getting loving with me. Now I finally found the baby doll, I thought she was my own, but my buddy answered when I called her on the telephone. Everybody's got a baby, everybody's got a baby with me. Well, everybody's getting hugging, everybody's getting loving with me. Everybody's got a baby but me. Woo! Everybody's got a woman, everybody's got a woman but me. Well, everybody's getting hugged, everybody's got loving but me.
Yeah. Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
That story.
Yeah, this is the Hound, WFMU East Orange. Warren Miller there. Everybody's got a baby but me.
Poor Warren.
Yeah, there's no pictures of him around.
Maybe,
the Uptowns.
Maybe by now he has one.
By request, here she come again. Billy Smith, Tell Me Pretty Baby. Blah, blah, blah. The Eternals, Rockin' in the Jungle. And we opened up with Bob Vidone with Untrue.
Didn't Jethro Tull cover that?
Yes.
Rockin' in the Jungle?
Yes. Made a whole album out of it, I believe. Anyway, I don't know.
Rock
we got anything
opera.
Else? Let me go see what's left. The news leftovers, I guess, read.
Yeah. There's not much. Oh, there's a hound. There's the.
There's this.
The one from Toronto. Maybe you should
what's
handle that one.
Yeah, you hand me that one.
Saving.
Oh, yeah, I like this
best
one.
Best for last.
All right. Okay, the Blue Jays, not the world famous ones, the ones who play baseball up in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
Well, their home stadium, the Sky Dome.
And, I'm trying to visualize this whole thing. Can you?
It's in Canuvia. It's up there in Canuvia.
Uh-huh.
And there's this hotel that overlooks the ballpark, right?
Right.
There's 40,000 people in there, in the stadium, and then there's a hotel that overlooks the thing, okay? And all of a sudden, the crowd notices that there's a naked man and a woman wrapped in a towel watching the game from their window. The lights were off in the hotel room, but the banks of the ballpark lights revealed all. The ballpark lights were, like, shining into their room.
Oh, Hound,
you can see...
I got the AP thing here, and apparently their their window is right above the scoreboard.
Right, right. I was going to get to that part.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway.
I didn't know if it was in there.
So, after the national anthem, they started going at it, going for it. And the whole...
For eat.
Yeah. So the whole stadium is watching them have sex and then take it from there. I think yours has more information than mine.
Take it from there.
This is just a series of bad puns about buns and stuff.
Jay's president, Paul Beeston, said, "I never suspected in my wildest dreams that someone would be doing it, eat, right in front of the window. We, quote, would take the position that it is a public place and that such behavior should not be condoned, Beeston said. Skydome spokesman David Garrick said the couple should have been charged.
With what?
By 40,000 people.
Let's get them, guys! Police Detective Paul Feeney said that before a charge of public indecency can be laid, there has to be evidence of intent to offend. In this case, they could argue that there was a reasonable expectation of privacy. Yeah, hotel, you know. 6 weeks ago, this was good. A man who was caught performing an indecent act in front of a window at the hotel wasn't charged because he thought it was one-way glass and that he couldn't be seen.
One-way glass?
One-way glass.
Mm. Well,
anyway, that's
in New York.
Toronto.
Living in New York, you see all kinds of stuff through people's windows. You know, I took those yuppies next in the building, that co-op building that next door to me.
Yeah.
Like at least
they finally
2 years
figure it
before
out,
they figured out. Well, at one night they're on the fold-out futon going at it, and they look up and there's about 10 of us in the window waving at them. So now, of course, whenever that woman sees me on the street, she just like turns her head the other way. This is like a year later. It was pretty funny. Anyway, we got a hillbilly.
Hound's tips for
we got a hillbilly hangover. This is white guys who can't talk too good. And at the very end of the set, you'll hear a preview of Hazel Atkins' Moon Over Madison LP, which is a total killer.
A guy who
it's
really
country
talk
album.
Good.
Yeah, kick it off with harmonica, Frank Floyd, Swamp Root.
Sounds like my soul, please. E flat from the top.
Thank y'all.
Hunting the other night, just me and my gal without a light. Man, the moon is so pretty and the air so free, and I couldn't help that coopie and the belt big. Wanted to love, yeah, man, had the neck a little too. Walking ahead, he heard a snap, and there she lay in a big steel frame. She yelled aloud and she said, "I'm suing." She started twisting, screwing, stumbling about. Fell on the hill, she started to roll. She couldn't stop to save her soul. Drives bloodshot and the nose was red. She had a knot on her head. Mean as a big knot, too. It wasn't no little pimple. Same song, the second verse, the third spasm. Rave on. She was pretty. Well, we started on, we came to a bog to get across. Now we had to walk along. Halfway over and 1 foot slipping down in the mud, clean up her hips and fell. I got her out and dried her off. She started to sneeze and cough, catching cold, felt miserable. She looked at me like a cat would a mouse. Her teeth rattled like paradise. Throwing 7-Eleven. We started on my dog that treed in the hollow log. And down she squatted like a big bullfrog. Cat sprayed her with a mess of hog, boy, what older. Had to put her in a barrel, bury her clothes, take her home that way, too. Wine goes in, the truth comes out. Two more shots to tell it all. May not believe what I say now, but it's time for folks that has bleeded while under the influence of swamp root. Cotton hose and broke and shoes. She had powder on her nose, lipstick rouge. Dresses made with flour sacks, name of the flowers stamped on her back in all kinds of brands. Cheap stuff and holy too. Boy, we started home at the hour of 12. What happened to that old gal was hard to tell. The stockings down, the shoes on lace. You said I come from the race.
You lucky people. This is Freddie Blassie, 5-time former World's Heavyweight Wrestling Champion, who is very quiet and unassuming, as you well know. This is the greatest man that ever slept in a squared circle, because that's where we separate the men from the boys. And as you folks well know, I've done this many, many, many times. Separate the men from the boys. I've proven to you who is the man, who is the greatest. That is, without a doubt, Freddie Blassie.
Mr. Blassie, what about the...
Just a minute, you pestle-necky. Don't interrupt me. Don't interrupt me, you geek, you. When the great Freddie Blassie's talking, I don't want to have a little pestle-neck geek like you come along and interrupt me. Now, I know all these dinglings out there want to listen to me. They're all frustrated. They're trying to keep all their women back. You don't...
That's it, hey! We'll be right back.
all these dinglings out there want to listen to me. They're all frustrated. They're trying to keep all their women back. They don't want none of their women out there to listen to me, because I can readily understand why they all do a double take when a great Freddie Blassie walks down the street. Because this is the first time they're seeing a great one in their town and in their presence. And that's why I say, all you gals come out tonight when Freddie Blassie's wrestling in your hometown. Come out and see God's gift to women. You know, I should have been born triplets, because I've got more personality, more technique, more finesse than one person should have. And that's why I say I should have been born triplets, because I can do anything 1,000 times better than anyone else, be it from the art of committing mayhem to the art of wrestling to the art of making love. In other words, I am the best. You understand that, you pencil neck geeks? That's the reason why you sit home trying to have your women turn off that TV when Freddie Blassie comes on that idiot box. But that's what you are. You're an idiot by not letting your women come out. Come out and see Freddie Blassie. You can look, but don't touch. You know what I mean?
I wrote two tobacco rags for you, and here's old two tobacco rag number two. Chew tobacco rag number two. Now the spitting on this song's brand spanking new. I'm gonna spit it all together different for you. Chew tobacco rag number two. Chew tobacco, spit, spit, spit. Let's all take a chew and have a spitting fit. Chew tobacco, bag number two. Man, I've got a gal who chews bubble gum, but I chew tobacco cause I think it's more fun. Chew tobacco, bag number two. She blows her bubble gum big and round, and I chew tobacco and spit it all around. Chew tobacco, bag number two. Chew tobacco, spit, spit, spit. Let's all take a chew and have a spit and fit. Chew tobacco, bag number two. Chew tobacco, spit, spit, spit. The third and fourth grade think they're it. Chew tobacco, rag number two. Now my old gal lives over on the hill. She don't chew tobacco, but her sister will. Chew tobacco, rag number two. Chew tobacco, spit, spit, spit. Let's all take a chew and have a spit and fit. Chew tobacco, bag number two.
Like I said, I love to win. I've always been a winner. That's why I won a World's Heavyweight 5 times. I said if my own mother, my own grandmother, stood in my line of path on me to win a match, I'd punch either one of them in the nose, kick them both in the groin, stomp on them, kick their teeth out, and I'd say, you old broad, get out of my way. And I'd kick my grandmother for a field goal. I'm telling you, I hate a loser. That's the reason I've always been a winner. And that's why I say, when you see Blassie, he's the best. Where these other pencil neck geeks end, that's where I begin. That's right. That's why they say I'm nice and I'm cool, calm, and collected. But when a ding-a-ling comes in and tries to interrupt me when I'm talking, that's when I get riled up. You people out there know I'm great. I know I'm great. So why should a ding-a-ling like this come in and interrupt me? Because you want... There he goes again! There he goes again! Listen, fella, you better put your tail between your legs. You're getting me so excited now, I'm getting double-twisted up. You know, I'd sooner be a king in hell than be a stooge in heaven. That's always been my motto. I don't care how you win, just so you win. Because I love a winner.
Music. I think old Father Fossil is a fixing to let out one of the keenest yells you ever heard in your life. You better move back, friends, from that speaker, because a little fine spray that comes out of here when I do this.
That's why all the women love me. That's the reason I'm surrounded by all these broads. What do you think I got these diamond rings on me from? Well, in the crack of... Here he goes again! Get this idiot out of the room! Get him out of this room! Because if he don't leave, I guarantee you, I'm going to take this microphone and wrap it around his neck. And when I get through with him, they'll be calling him Hildegard. I guarantee his drawers are too tight, and it is crotch, and he's got a funny voice. He talks like a woman, you know what I'm talking about? This guy, when he was born, his mother was happy and his father was happy because his mother wanted a girl and his father wanted a boy, and they were both happy the day he was born. You know what I'm talking about? In other words, he's right on the borderline. Give him a little shove and he's going to go either way.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave the Texas. What if they what's killing me?
Back in his
state. Right. This is the Hound. That was today's Hillbilly Hangover. Hazel Atkins, a little preview from his country LP Moon Over Madison with ADC and Me. Country Boy Eddie, Fodder Fossil Blues. Billy Briggs, Chew Tobacco Rag number 2. Nolan Cormier and the Louisiana Aces, Hee Haw Breakdown. We opened up with Harmonica Frank Ford and Swamp Root. You know what that is? The Sig Hounds. We're out of here, folks.
Oh, wow. You know, we're out in the terrace.
Yeah.
Time flew.
No, we may go somewhere else next week, but maybe back. I don't know. Nice weather. We need a break. All right. The Lord, the Crick, maybe next week. Yeah, WFMU East Orange, Laureus up next with Viva La Wattage. Viva La Wattage, right. Okay.
Big town, every night, Saturday night.
We're eating at the Focaccia if anybody's joining us.
Anything, anywhere, anytime, that's what I like. I hear the sacks are screaming, the cats are swinging. Oh, big town. Stand me on the corner, let me watch the chicks walk by. Big town woman, got a dream in her eye. Got the cute little fights to make her so nice. Oh, big town, I left my baby, guess I let her down. Oh, love you, baby, but not like I love the big town. Love the bright lights are blinking, pretty girls are winking, oh, big town. Every night, Saturday night. Anything, anywhere, anytime, what I like. I love the bright lights are blinking, pretty girls are winking. Oh, big town. Yeah, the big town. Oh.